brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. Jesus Christ is Lord. And yes, accordingly, I continue to greet you in His name, being mindful that in the world that we live in right now, it does get increasingly more confusing for people. Now remember, God is not the author of confusion. But we do live in a time where people are confused. People are looking to the left and to the right, unsure about what to do, unsure about how to proceed, unsure about that which they built their lives upon. You remember the parable of the foundation, the man that built his house upon the rock, and when the flood and the waves and all of that came, and the wind blew and beat against that house. Well, actually, it's the storm. When the storm came and it blew and beat against that house, that it stood strong because it was built on the rock. And when that one that was built on the sand, when the storm came and blew and beat on that place, it fell, and great was its fall, because it was built not on a solid foundation, not on the rock who is Christ Jesus, but it was built on something else. And right now, as the world continues to spiral in on a grease pole, as it might appear, into its own destruction, it's built on the wrong foundation. See, here's the thing. Man can't fix his problems. But if people allow for the Spirit of God to lead and guide them, if they seek wisdom and direction and knowledge and understanding that comes from Him, if they will humble themselves and come to Him with their problems, with their afflictions, with their infirmities, and ask Him, our Lord and our Creator, for the way out, the way forward, for salvation, He will hear. But when people have looked to the world and called on the world and the world system and trusted in that system, when they've looked to that, and in the process of looking to that, when that then falls short, and if they expect, because their hearts are still in the world, for themselves when they then call upon the name of the Lord, but their heart is still in the world, they're just looking for another option. Look, He will stir you within. When He stirs you within, don't turn your back on the call of God. Rather, allow for Him to teach you, for Him to lead you, for Him to guide you, for Him to show you the way. And in Him showing you the way, trust Him, because He that began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. I saw a dear sister in Christ actually today, and she just ran up to me and said she'd been listening online and gone through something recently, and it was just an encouragement. Hey, you know what? That encourages us too. And you know, we don't do this for any type of gain or anything like that. But I tell you what, if this word blesses you, please let us know, because it's encouraging to us just to know that, you know, we're not doing this out here in the middle of nowhere, you know, and just a lonely voice speaking what it is that God gives to us. that's just it. I mean, it's great when we know that that word has blessed somebody, helped somebody, supported people in their affliction, in their infirmity, in the struggle that they've had. Because, you know, in this world, every one of us has trouble. Every one of us faces different things. You know, I was talking to a different sister in Christ again today, and You know, the thing that I was just trying to share there was, you know, people, every stage, every season of life comes with its own troubles, comes with its own struggles, comes with its own afflictions, comes with things that need to be dealt with, things that need to be resolved, and, you know, things that need to be overcome. And God calls for His people to be overcomers. And, you know, sometimes people look and they say, oh, okay, well, you know, what does that person have to deal with? They look like they've got this perfect life. No, if you don't know what they've been through. You don't know what that person has gone through, what that person has had to overcome to get to where they are. You know, we go through stuff. And as we go through, you've got to just trust Him. And, you know, you want to go through. And I know I've said this, and God keeps having me say this, because this is a crucial part to our walk, is you've got to go through. If you're looking for the way out, if you're looking for the exit door, without going through and without considering it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance, perseverance, character, character, hope, and hope does not disappoint. If you haven't approached the trials of life that way, then you might need to go back through them all over again. You know what? When people push that last nerve, you know, thank God for them. Because you're probably learning something out of that experience. He's probably building patience into your soul. He's probably helping you so that when the roles are reversed, and reversal does come, my friends, reversal does come. There comes the point. Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that? There is another part to this entire experience of life and life eternal, where there is reversal. Where, I mean, think about it. Jesus, classic example. There's a window of time where, you know, He was given over. He was betrayed. The world took its best shot and lost. But He reversed the roles. And, you know, I mean, He's already proven that He's got victory over death and hell. But even in that, as well, another thing that He's going to do is, you know, come as a conquering king. Reveal Himself strong. All power on heaven and on earth, all authority on heaven and on earth, given unto Him. We live in Him and move in Him. We live and move and have our being. So, with what it is that you and I face, consider it pure joy. Because you know the other thing too? The things that we go through, it's just for a season. It's just for a window of time. Whatever it is that you're struggling with right now, it's not going to last. It's not going to last. It's only for a season. And the struggles that we face, part of the reason why we face Him is because God wants us to get past looking at our temporal circumstances, our temporal situations, and focus on an eternal reality, and focus on that which is within front of us, to be here now, to be in I Am, to whatever your situation is, to thank Him for it right now. Right now, you can be thankful for your situation. You can be thankful for the things that you face. You can be thankful to God that He's given you the chance to go through this life as one of His. You know, you can be thankful for that. Because we are counted among those that have been set aside for the high calling of God. We've been marked unto Him, set apart for His purposes, for His plan, for His good pleasure. And rather than spending all your time worrying, would you rather just turn around and say thank you? Say thank you for the difficulties. Thank you for the things that you face. Because in the things that you face, you recognize His love for you. Look, what is the worst that anybody can do to you in this life? The worst. Okay. I mean, the worst possible thing that could ever happen to you or befall you. You know, it's still confined to this life. It's still confined to the experiences of this life and this place. And whatever the worst thing is that anybody could ever come up with and ever do to you, know that that's just it. That's all it is. You know? A buddy of mine the other day was just talking about some stuff with work, and he was like, you know, what's the worst they can do? Fire me? It's true. I mean, think about it. For those of you that have problems with your jobs and problems at work, what's the worst that can happen? You lose your job. So, get another job. And probably will spur you on to do something else. And actually create something that you're really passionate about. Because you probably don't like that place that you are anyways. Right? Okay, so what are you worried about? Be true to what God's put in your heart. Be true to your convictions. Be true to the passion that He's put in your soul. Rather than going forward and drudging through and complaining about each and every piece. No. Rather, consider it joy that you have the chance to live a rich life, a full life. You know that? You get to live a rich, full life here. You know, God, you know, part of a rich life is the experiences that you get to go through. See, if you didn't go through experiences, you wouldn't have an appreciation and a depth of life. Okay. I know some of you don't like the whole diamond and blood diamond thing and all that. Nobody likes a blood diamond, but let's just take the diamond as a precious stone. What does it go through to make it what it is? It goes through incredible heat and incredible pressure. And it is in the heat and the pressure that something beautiful, something incredible is created. And if it didn't go through that heat, if it didn't go through that pressure, it would just remain a lump of coal. That's it. It would never, ever take on the properties that it has. But it's in the heat and the pressure that something beautiful is created. So, likewise for us, you know, without the experiences of life, and how do those experiences come, though, that God leads us into them? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou restorest my soul. Psalm 23. You know, his rod and his staff, they comfort us. God has the ability to establish his authority over all things, over every boss, over every government, over everything that you might ever face. God has the ability to establish his full authority over all of that. And at the same time, God puts you in places to extend his authority into the earth through his ambassadors. You are an ambassador of Christ, and because you're an ambassador of Christ, wherever you may go, that which is under your responsibility can be brought under the authority of the living God. And you can speak, and it will be. You can just move forward with that. Move forward with that. Trust Him in that. Trust Him in that. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you'll fear no evil. You know, what can man do to you? Honestly, what can man do to you? You know, we have this desire. I think there's some of us, I guess. We have the desire to, as much as possible, to be at peace with all men. And we do try to... we do try to do right by people. But sometimes, hey, it's just not going to happen. And sometimes people are just not going to like you. And when that happens, when that's the case, look, it's all right. You know in yourself that you've done right by people. You've sought to do right by them. And if it's the case that they are not... if it's the case that they're not, supporting you or helping you or whatever, then fine, leave it. Don't worry about it. Your support comes from the living God. Your strength comes from Him. Your what you need is there with Him. Nowhere else. And would to God that we would just not allow for these circumstantial situations of life to dictate our moods, our hearts, the way that we view the circumstances that He's allowed us to be in. You know, it is a classic struggle of the human experience. I mean, when we read through, like, the story of the children of Israel in the wilderness, and how often they grumbled, they complained. They were experiencing a struggle of life, and it just turned into a complaint. And God, He doesn't want you to complain, because they didn't see the big picture. They could only see their immediate situation. And God had taken care of them throughout. The horse and the rider of the Egyptians He had thrown into the sea. He had watched over them. He had protected them. Brought them out with a mighty hand. And yet they didn't trust Him. Or they just spoke ill against Him. Once they got a little bit further in, got a little bit tested, once a little bit of time had taken its toll on them, they started to question God's faithfulness, God's heart towards them. And you know, that's the thing. I mean, for all of us, for anybody listening in here, you've been through some things with God. He's carried you through. He's watched over you. He's strengthened you. He's been there for you. And yet, in so many of the immediate circumstances that many of us face, you don't trust Him. Or you wonder, where is He now? That's children in the wilderness situation. The question, where is He now? He's right there. But He's taking you through something else. Look, He can liberate you and pull you out of anything in a moment. But, I mean, Acts 16 is a classic case in point. God can open the doors of the prison cells, knock off your shackles, in the worst possible natural situation you might ever be in, God can do that in just an instant. And if He can do that in just an instant, then what are you worried about? Because isn't it the chance that God has you there for a reason? He has you in something for a reason. And that reason is what you need to complete. That reason is what you need to fulfill. There's a struggle that people face. And the struggle comes from their mortality, comes from their flesh, comes from a world system that doesn't know God and doesn't want to know God and puts itself against Him. And if you listen to that system, you're going to go down with that system. If you listen to that system, you're going to fret and worry like that system does. You know, the world system's not that cool. I mean, most of the people that are in it and sold out to it, most of them are pretty miserable. You know, they might have moments where looks like things are going good, but for the most part, if you stop them for a little while, you realize how empty they are, how little they have to look forward to, and how desperately they fear being brought to account for the lives that they've lived, choices that they've made. They don't want to leave this life. If they did, it's terrorizing for them because they're not ready. Look, when you walk with Christ, you're ready to leave. And to live is Christ, to die is gain. To live is Christ, to die is gain. You know, we walk in that line when we walk with Him. So for us, hey, to take off from here is great. We willfully will do that. But in the process of us being here, it's about Him. His plan, His purpose, His reason for us being and existing, His intention for the life experience that we would live, His desire for the impact that we would make while we're here. You know, God desires that your life would shine. He desires that your life would be a witness and a challenge to the world and all that it stands for. You know, I mean, the fact that we continue to exist and we go forward, and not just go forward, but we actually thrive and become something more amidst every attack that the world sends on us, is just a testimony to God's faithfulness and God's power over all of it. Because if it was up to them, they would have gotten rid of us and done us under a long time ago. But the fact of it is, they can't. They can't touch us unless God allows them to. And the moment that God puts the brakes on anything, that's it. It's over. There's nothing more they can do. So, you know, He controls the situation. He controls the experiences of life. So, with what you face in life, don't be discouraged by the things that you face. Switch your attitude around and thank Him for the challenges. Thank Him for the things that you have to go through, because in them, God is working something out in you, and He will bless you when you trust Him and go through things His way. He will bless you. When you don't trust Him and go through things your own way and look to try to get out, then you're just going to end up having to go through it all over again. See, without trusting Him and without going through His way, you end up going through it all over again. Those that fail to learn the lessons from their past are destined to repeat them. Simple fact of life. So, learn the lesson from your past. Don't repeat it. Let Him take you through. You know, when you trust Him, then you open up, the entire paradigm changes. See, when you trust God 100%, what ends up happening now, look, you can walk on water. You can be tossed in the fire. You can go anywhere, do anything. There is zero limitation to your life when you trust God 100%. There is zero limitation to your life when you trust God 100%. Period. Anything less than 100% trust in Him is the place of your limitation in what your life will be and what can be. So trust Him. Choose you this day. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And we do. And we do. Yeah. No, it's a beautiful thing. Oh, wow. Hey, all right. You know, you guys, it would be nice to hear from some of you. It would be nice to get a mail from you guys. So, hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Just take a minute. If you've been listening for a while, if you've written us in the past, please write us again. If you haven't written us ever, this would be a nice time to hear from you. You know why? Because we love to hear from you guys. And it encourages us. And it's nice to know that you know, you guys are out there and that you're keeping on. So faithmix@gmail.com. Great to hear from you. So God bless you guys. We love you. Keep on keeping on. And just thank Him for that which you face. Because that which you face is part and parcel of God's plan and purpose and intention for your life. And none of it is going to have any hold on you past what you need to go through in this life. It's all just part of this dressing room for eternity that we go through while we're here. It's just a window. Window's gone, and window ends very soon. And in that, you will thank God when you come through all of this. You will thank Him for that which He did in and through you. None of it will be something that has a hold on you. Excuse me. None of it will be anything that the pain that you feel right now, that won't last. That won't last. It's just for now. And even with that, you can be healed. Even now. You can be healed right now in Jesus' name. So be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. All right. Hey, talk to you later. God bless you. Bye.